This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وجينا نطلع إن شاء الله. All the kids, please sit next to your parents. All the kids, please sit next to your parents. يلا, we need to start quickly. يلا. اللي ما عنده شيء يقعد معانا, واللي عنده شيء مهم توكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى. يلا. Sit next to your parents. All of you. Go sit next to your dad today. Hello, your dad. Yalla, yalla. We need to start, inshallah. Yalla, shabba, bismillah. The time has been, zakallah khair. Because we're watching now, Salah at 10:30, it's already 9:18. And the whole program is no longer than 45 minutes. So inshallah we need to make it, you know, entertaining, but at the same time you learn. It's all about learning, deriving lessons. The story of Musa is the longest story. If you remember, the story of Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Musa more than any other prophet in the Quran. Who remembers? First of all, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. كيف حالكم؟ How are you? كيف حالكم؟ أنتم بخير كيف حتى أنا كيف؟ My children are in India. They went to Mumbai and they were disappointed. Why? You want me to tell you? And then they went to the south of India and they said, what a big difference. Mumbai is what? Don't you know? Smelly. But they went south, even a lot better. You know, south Kala, what is his name? Kala is where, yeah. Okay, this closer to Pakistan, they say, no. It's not good. I thought we could close the Bible first to here, it's cleaner. Yeah, but it's just, I think the people, you know, it's clean, that my son took a ride, you know, on his trip, or whatever, it was funny. I said, how much did he charge you? He said, 30 rupees. Yeah, no, what is he, Baba? So it's an interesting century, you know, I've never been there. So they're enjoying themselves. And I'm here enjoying myself with you. Thank you for coming. We're here with the Prophet of Musa. I said this in the very first time when we spoke about Musa. How many times did Allah mention Musa in the Quran? How many times did he mention him? 136? How many times did he mention him? 136. Your mom brought you the tears. Your mom said, "Have you said anything? Have you said anything?" What happened to you? Egypt? Yeah. What did you bring me? You didn't bring me nothing from Egypt. You didn't bring me nothing. You don't bring nothing. I just heard you this time. So we're still talking about Musa alayhi salam. I'm going to give some questions because there's no quiz today. I'm just going to answer a question that we'll go through because there's a lot to answer today. A lot. More than last week and more than the week before. We're going to talk about the people who embraced Tawheed, who became believers in the time of Musa alayhi salam. And then we're going to talk about the times, the miracles. You would see how many miracles Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would show these people, and still they were not believed. And we're going to talk about one main disease. As to why Fir'aun did not want to embrace, you know, Tawheed, did not want to believe. He had one main problem. You know what his problem is? I don't want to give you a pop talk yet. But he's got one main problem, what's his name? Fir'aun, he's got a big problem. What is his big problem? It's what? Ignorance? He has a bigger problem other than ignorance. What is Shubina? Anti-Zelfi. Arrogance. He said it. He's got arrogance. Come on. Arrogance. He's so arrogant. Believe he's seen all the signs and yet he's still so arrogant. That's a lot of it. There we go. Right. So let me ask you a question. Question number one. What was Fir'aun's biggest mistake? I mentioned that last week. Aywa. Say that I'm God was definitely a mistake. And he made a mistake when he confronted Musa. What was his mistake? He's challenging him. How is he challenging him? In public, he challenged Musa in public. None. And that was his biggest mistake because eventually that's how people will know the truth. Will know that his magicians are liars. They will know that eventually that Fir'aun is no God because Fir'aun said, "I'm a Rabbukumu." And Ada, he said, "I am your God, the Most High." So when he called people and he challenged Musa in public, that was his biggest mistake. He shouldn't have done that. But, subhanAllah. No, he did, because it's well orchestrated. Why did his mother throw him into the basket? She threw him into the basket to go, and the parents would take him into the palace of Fir'aun, where he was afraid of. But yes, subhanAllah, the parents take him into the house of Fir'aun. Why? Because Musa has to grow up there. He has to be raised there, in the palace of Fir'aun, to eventually come back to this man who said, Rabbukum al-A'la, to cough on him, and he will do the cough to his death. That was one question. There's another question. When Musa came back, how long did he stay in Midian? 10 years. And then from Midian he came back. Where did he go? Egypt. He went to Egypt, I know, but where did he go? Jordan. Yeah, maybe he came back from Jordan, and then he went somewhere. Where did he go? He said Egypt. Where did he go? To his mother's house. Why? To get his food? To get Harun. To get Harun. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Idhaba, you too. Idhaba ila Fir'auna innahu tagha. فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. Go together to Musa to Fir'aun. إنه طغى. Fir'aun has become a tyrant. Go and send him something kind. لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that Fir'aun will not believe. Sayyid. There's another thing. Some people believe. Who believe? Who? Magicians? How did they try to intimidate Musa? Here's a good question. They tried to intimidate Musa. What did they do? So what did they do to intimidate Musa? Magic, I said it last week. What did they even say that properly? The world of Sahara. Ask Hamad of Sahara, how do you have it one Musa? I have an Arab. Yeah, they did something. What did they do? Anyway, enter, go. Huh? Anyway, enter. I what? They fired him with the magic. No, they knew, but okay, so let me be more clear. Musa, he threw some magic through Fir'aun, correct? When he threw Fir'aun Ka'afa, did Musa say to Fir'aun? وقالت موسى يا فرعون إني رب من رب العالمين حقيق على أن لا أقول على الله إلا الحق أتيتكم ببينة من ربكم فأتي معي بني إسرائيل وموسى فرعون كان ودني بني إسرائيل أن فرعون فيهم إن كنت جئت بآية فأتي بها إن كنت من الصادقين فألقى عصاه فألقى عصاه Then the Musa threw his staff and then the staff turned into snake. And then he put it back, the snake turned back into it. Okay, this is in the beginning. But then when he confronted the magician, what did they do to scare him? How that was to us? The magician did something. Age. He knows about the other. Hey, well, what's something else? Father. They came together in rows. You know what Musa, he comes from, and he sees 70,000-80,000 magicians all together. So what only gets this massive number of magicians? You know, you want to frighten him, but not with Musa. Allah. Because they are wrong, they will say, Inna Namudrakun. قال كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين when they will go and will see the whole place as well, inshallah ta'ala, when they will reach this ocean, and then Musa will strike the ocean, before striking the ocean, they will say, Bani Israel, إِنَّ لَمُدْ رَكُونَ we're done, and then Musa will say, كَلَّا, no, إِنَّ مَعِ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ Allah is with you. So there are some people who embrace Islam, or who became believers. We said the magicians, by the way, why the magicians became believers? They knew it was not real. They know that their magic was not real. So they know that they're not They know that the magic is not real. So whatever happened before their eyes, where that stuff of water devoured all the serpents, they knew that was real. So what did they do?
Five, along the baby, and the Prophet Muhammad, he smelled the siren where? in Jannah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he goes, Jibreel, ma hadhihi raiha. What is this beautiful fragrance? And then the Jibreel says, hadhihi raiha to Mashrifat bint Fir'aun. This is the smell of the Mashrifat, the lady who used to brush the hair of Fir'aun. She was thrown into that bucket of hot water, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her Jannah. Today, this is before the end of time, the Prophet smelled her fragrance in Jannah. She is in Jannah. Does Jannah exist or does not exist? We're going to do maybe a series, inshaAllah ta'ala, after we finish this series. Maybe we'll do a series on the hereafter to talk about something called forever. I call it whatever it is. I call it for my mother. Jannah. Everything about Jannah. Does Jannah exist or not exist? Some people say it does not exist today. It will exist at the end of time. But does it really exist today? Yes. What's your evidence? What is your evidence that Jannah exists? In the Quran, but in the Quran, tell me in the Quran. In the Quran, you're evidence that Jannah exists. In the Quran. Gori. Give me one ayah that Jannah exists in the Quran. Gori. Yallah. Allah made Jannah first. Allah made Jannah first. And one more person believes, and we're going to talk about him. Yes. رجل يكتم إيمانه. A man who's hiding. Well, there is another man who believes. He Khalid bin Fir'aun. Khalid bin Fir'aun. It's another man. Khalid bin Musa. Khalid bin Musa, I'm sorry. Ibn Hammal. The cousin. Who is not there around. Anyway, he's not only to become that. But what's his name? Had a lot of the Mu'min. Are you a man? And then I said, Mahasi. What's his name? Samiri? No. It's not a Samiri. Harun? Is Harun a Yomin? Harun in the Kamara, Harun in the Kamara, Harun in Musa. So he went from Kamu Musa and he believed, but then he will go straight, we'll talk about his story. So here's what we're going to do now. We need you to follow me because now we're going to talk about this Shira, this man who will come to talk to Fir'aun and his people. There will be five parts of Shira. Shira, but how do you mean like a dialogue? Right? Is it what? Conversation is Shira. Why do you say what conversation? How about empty English? And I'm more English. I'm a good one. I'm right. There will be an intellectual dialogue. Yallah, tell me. Yallah, actually, let me just understand. Tell me. What is this intellectual dialogue with Arabic? Sewa? Fikri? Or how does Sewa, this is more patriotic dialogue? Sewa? Call me. Or how does Sewa, emotional dialogue? Sewa? Atifi. Another Sewa, historical dialogue. Sewa? Tarihi. And the last Sewa, Facebook dialogue. Sewa? Imani, I don't see any into it, I'm sorry. Close for you. Alright. So we're going to point out the Shawar from the Quran. You tell me which Shawar is that. Alright, from the Quran, you tell me. And then inshallah, yes, I will give the third one up. Alright? Sisters, I'm not making a noise. هذا بي أصل حليه. من أبو هذا من هذا؟ هذا دواء من هذا؟ هذا الذي موضنا فوضى. Who did that? أنت. بابا. Your son is making noise. He said he must just take his first girl. Come on. Here's the ayah. Let's pick them up, one by one. Now he goes, this man, he goes to Fir'aun and the people. He's from Iman. His Iman, he's not disclosing his Iman, his faith, but then he goes and he tries to make some common sense with Fir'aun and his people. He goes, وَقَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانًا. You see, and then a man who's mu'min, يَكْتُمُ إِيمَانًا. He's hiding his face. Why is he hiding his face? Maybe Fir'aun will kill him. Right?
يقسم إيمانه وتقتلون رجلين أن يقول ربي الله. هي ذلك الإيمان هو اسمه ربي الله. What is happening? There are people being killed today who are saying لا إله إلا الله. Where? In غزة. Who said غزة? Who said غزة? Who said غزة? Who said غزة? أي وغزة أنا غزة يبغى يوزعك.
ومن يطل الله فما له من هاد. أخاف عليكم Like a father sends his son. Like a mother sends her baby. My son, I'm afraid that you make a simple please come. Don't do this wrong. This is wrong what you do is wrong. Like a father trying to, you know, not call his son, but trying to, you know, try to save that son or that child from doing something wrong. This is another dialogue. What is what kind of dialogue? Like that. Ah, baby. Oh, well, baby. But the court has in the internet. My son. My son. Huh? Eh? What's the word? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? I'm not bored, she says, no bored. If you want a different word, not in the head. Not in the head, I think they're not a bored head. What is it? You know how to go ahead. And Andy, I'm not a bored, no problem. Give me the blue board, wait. I had it already. He took the ball. I love it. We're still going. What if I get a commute? Intellectual, metaphysical, emotional, historical. Now he goes. وَلَقَ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكٍّ مِمَّا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ قُلْتُمْ لَنْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رَسُولًا. Then Yusuf came to you, all people of Egypt. Remember when Yusuf came? With the Bayinat, he came with him. With the Bayinat, with Ayat, with miracle. Yusuf, alayhi salam. فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكٍّ. You still brought him? Despite all of your sin, you still doubt him in my Jaakum. And then when he died, you said, no prophet will come to you after you. And here's another prophet. Here's the man who claimed he was a prophet. Believe in him. لذلك يضرب الله من هو مسرف مرتاد الذين يجادلون في آياتنا بغير سلطان أتاهم كبر مقتا عند الله وعند الذين آمنوا كذلك يطبع الله على كل قلب متكبر جبار. The last one. وقال الذي آمن. Okay. This is the last one. وقال الذي آمن يا قوم. One more time. يا قوم oh my people. اتبعوني أهلكم سبيل الرشاد. Follow me. Follow me. Listen to me. I shall help you to be guided. Ya Qawmi innama hadhi. Oh, this is beautiful. You know what he's saying here? Innama hadhi al-hayatu dunya mataa. Wa inna al-akhirata hiya darul qarar. This hayat al-dunya. This dunya that you're, this worldly dunya that you're following. Guys, girls, boys and girls, what's going on? Ya Bank, Ya Ma'allam. Hey, look. Can you come up? A lot of parents, they want to hire me to go home and fix their kids. I can fix the kids, but I cannot fix my kids. Ya Qawmi innama hadhihi al-hayatu dunya. This is a worthy thing, this worthy matter. It's all going. This dunya is perishing. Wa inna al-akhirata hiya darul qarar. The true success is in the akhirah. Darul qarar. من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها ومن عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن. من عمل سيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها. Whoever makes does a sin, he shall be only have the consequence of having that one thing. But whoever does a good deed, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن, فأولئك يدخلون الجنة يرزقون فيها بغير حساب. He says, and whoever does good deeds of both male or female, وهو مؤمن, and he's a believer. Well, he's a believer. Well, others are doing good things. Not as only that he's doing good things. And this man did many good things. But the keyword is, wahua. You've got to be a believer. You cannot say this man and this person that had a big stomach. Inna deena inda Allahi. And Islam. The deen is Islam. Wa mayya sa'ala islami deen and salim. يقبل منه wherever since any deen other than Islam shall not be accepted from them. You know when Umar رضي الله عنه was reciting the Torah, what did the Prophet tell him when he saw him reciting the Torah? He said, Ya Umar, if Musa ibn Imran was with me today, he would follow me. He would follow me. Put down the Torah. Put down the Injil. Read the Quran. Read the Quran. So he says here, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَيْكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ ويتقون فيها بغير حساب. This shall be admitted to Jannah. In it there will be given reward abundantly, بغير حساب. What kind of shiwa is this?
يلا قول ايش.
قول ايش. Say this. Say this shiwa.
خلاص اهو.
Say this shiwa. ايوه say this shiwa.
خلاص. ابعد ابعد ابعد.
Despite all this, the ground is arrogant. And now he goes somewhere, he goes something interesting. Yahaman, Budhaman, his minister, anyway, his minister, Yahaman, Ibnili, Yahaman, and I never would have done. Yeah, Haman built for me a crafty fire that I made scared the highway. The highway to the heaven, and I have a look at the God of Musa. Over a sudden, that Musa is a liar. I'll cut that 38. Yeah, Musa. Musa. Haman. It's me. Built for me. It's a crafty tower. A tower. Why? The tower that goes all the way high, I want to take out the heaven. And take part about this card of Musa who claims the name of God. So now, Haman is trying to play smart. Haman, he knows. And he cannot say no to Musa. As you say, Musa. He cannot say no, he means, he's wrong. He doesn't say no, I know. But he cannot say no. So, Haman is trying to be, he's trying to be smart. So then he said, you will never find anyone in the heavens. There is no God but you. Because he knows what's the point of building has a tower that goes all the way up. Yeah, it's high, which is the biggest solar tower in the world today. Burj Khalifa. Burj Khalifa. Burj Khalifa, at the time, how can we build Burj Khalifa? Haman, he knows. We have no way to build something so high to go to the heavens when he goes to the answer to the house. Even if we do so, we will. But there's no God other than your Firaun. Don't worry, don't mind yourself with this. The Firaun problem, as I said, his ego is arrogant and stubborn. He was so stubborn. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ أَتَذَرُ مُوسَى وَقَوْمًا. Now, Musa and his people are, Musa is tricking his people. People are embracing, believing in Musa. And then Musa, he sees, or Firaun sees the danger. There is a danger, more people are believing. I'm going to play this very soon. I'm going to bring people to play this again just like we did last week. Well, this is what it's had a moment there. Ready? وقال الملأ من قوم فرعون أتذر موسى وقومه ليفسدوا في الأرض وأذرك وآلهتك قال سنقتل أبناءهم ونستحيي نساءهم وإنا فوقهم قاهرون. Now the people who want to come close to Moon to Fir'aun. You know Fir'aun, you see what's going on? How are you going to leave? They came and they said, oh, Fir'aun, yeah, Fir'aun, they wanted to come close to him. They wanted to see the people who tried to bribe and come close to Fir'aun. Yeah, Fir'aun, would you leave Musa and his people to cause corruption in the land? What kind of corruption? These people are embracing, they're believing. They're not bothering no one. But for them, they're causing corruption. Because they feel that Fir'aun is no God. So for them, it's corruption. Fir'aun, abandon you and abandon your God. Fir'aun says, no, we shall not. What should we do? We shall kill them, children. We shall kill their sons and keep the women alive, indeed. Keeping the women, women with no men, okay. Yeah, I didn't have to be that. A woman without a man, what's she now? Was that just female? Hold on. A woman without a man, what does she do? Let's go with Hadathani. Keep up with Hadathani, what's Hadathani? Who are the people that are already just good enough? So, someone needs to have a problem. Someone needs to have a problem, what can they do? You must be this and that. You still must be sit down, sit down. Yeah, I can't do that. And this and that. Yeah, he said, oh no, give me that one. You don't need that one. This is okay. That is good. He says, we keep the women alive and shut the gate. They're all their children. Kill them and destroy all the men. So this is then the arrogance and the stubbornness of Fir'aun, alayhi min Allahi al-la'la. And then qala Musa. Look, now this confrontation between Musa and his people, Ben Israel. Ben Israel, Musa will have so much hardship with Fir'aun. Much hardship he will have with Ben Israel. Ben Israel, that's the word. So they said here, qala Musa li qawmihi, because now, look, Fir'aun is not the ruling. The rule is, let's kill Ben Israel. All the children, all the men, all kingdom. So Ben Israel was killed. They are terrified. Musa is killing them. Qala Musa li qawmihi, fa'ilu billahi wa sabiru. استعينوا بالله واصبروا في كرفيه من الله سبحانه وتعالى and be patient. إن الأرض لله يريدها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين. He grants it to whom ever Allah سبحانه وتعالى says. He grants, yeah, indeed the earth belongs to Allah alone. He grants it to whom ever he wishes. The ultimate outcome belongs only to Allah. That is a coming to destroy, the coming to kill you. Why? Yeah, because you are in fact successors on earth. So eventually Allah will make his successors on earth. And the ultimate outcome will belong to the righteous. Qalu, this is their reply. Because they don't believe this is their reply. Qalu, uzina min qabli an ta'tiyana. We were harmed before you came, Ya Musa. And after you came, we still have been harmed. Before you came, we were harmed by Fir'aun. And after you came, we were harmed by Fir'aun and you. Because you confronted Musa and Fir'aun. And then Fir'aun now wants to defy. Just, you know, as now you told him the locusts and whatnot, he has that ego. Now, because of you, he's coming after us. قالوا أودينا من قبل أن تأتينا ومن بعد أن جئتنا قد عسى ربكم أن يهلك عدوكم ويستخلفكم في الأرض فينظر كيف تعمل. So here are the signs. As they want to kill Musa, and as they want to kill, by the way, why didn't Fir'aun kill Musa? روح أخبر موسى خلصنا منه. خلصنا من موسى، instead of killing موسى, he's going after بني إسرائيل. But ليش ما يروح عند موسى وخلص موسى خلاص بينش موسى؟ And when are you killing بني إسرائيل؟ أنت عارف الجواب هو ليش الجواب؟ عشان بني إسرائيل كثير، يا دم too many، so why didn't he just go kill موسى؟ Go kill موسى أو خلاص it's all over. You know he's stronger. You know he's stronger. You know that you're wrong and he's right. So you try to kill him. You try to kill him. Because you cannot confront him, because you cannot win the argument, because you cannot believe in him, and so on and so forth. So Musa goes to Fir'aun. Fir'aun, don't do that. Fir'aun, give me the Israel. Let me come out from here. Let me leave. I want to be in Egypt. You're not leaving. So Allah and our Ta'ala started sending them signs. Let's count down the signs. If you tell me how many signs all together, Ta'alaikum has completed. And he said, I have three computers. I have three. Let's count the signs together. But you have to remember this. Nine? If you know the nine, I'll give you this. I don't want to be play. Sit down. I'm a man of my word. I am a man of my word. And I just want to know how many times we get this. If he said nine, he's right. And whoever tells me all the times will get Adam. I want the nine times. Anybody you know the nine of them? Nine? Yellow good. Never. Please, let's come back from please. Google does not work. Anyway. Three. break. With blood. Milk and salt. That's the point. With that, it's done with blood. So it's blood. Milk and light. That is light. Have the light. He says, oh Allah, let destroy the wickedness and harden their hearts, so they will never believe until you see the painful punishment. Allah says, Allah responded to your prayer is being answered. What will happen then is another amazing miracle. Allah will inspire Musa and will reveal to him, Musa do this. Musa do this. And Musa will do what? And what will go on? Inshallah ta'ala, next week we will carry on talking about Musa and Fir'aun. Come here, go here, go there. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. Jazakum Allah khair. Help me. Help me. Barakallahu feekum. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. لا 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 مش الواقع مش الواقع. One and get down. Yes. One or one. Help me يا استاذ. Help me يا معلم. يلا. 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 يلا.